I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Police in Nigeria found an undetonated car bomb in Kano State on the heels of an attack on Easter Sunday. Suspected members of the Nigerian Islamist sect Boko Haram were blamed for both attacks. Christian Aid Mission spokesman Bill Bray says they've got three teams in the deadliest frontline states, but the gospel keeps moving forward.
House church leaders have said in the middle of the night they've had 2 and 3 Muslim families come, knock on the door and ask, "Can we meet with you? We see that you have joy in your faces. You're not afraid, and you're always there for us. But also, we want to hear more about Jesus."
Next, a celebration in North Korea warrants a day of prayer. Today, all North Koreans are celebrating the late Kim Il-sung's 100th birthday. The people will bow to the Kim family in thanks. Christians are nervous. Persecution has been on the increase in the last few months, and many believers are now in prison. They have virtually no religious freedom. Open Doors USA wants this Sunday to be a day of prayer rather than celebration. We have specific ways you can pray for believers in the country at our website. And it looks like Nepal might make the constitutional draft deadline this time. The country's prime minister's optimism about change is contagious. People are open to thinking about the future for the first time in a long while, and it's a great time for Bibles for the World to step in, says Moy Padidi.
As we discussed with the leadership up in Nepal, our conclusion was that we should start by giving out the Gospel of John widely.
Each scripture portion has contact information at the back for a reader to request a New Testament.
We have 26,000 people who already requested the entire New Testament. And so it's going to be very, very exciting.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.